Let's head into the rooms. Britt Taylor, take it away.
Well, we've got the man who was key in the Triple M broadcast, not because of his stellar game, not the 28 disposals, but because of who you saw at breakfast this morning, James H. Can you confirm what was the breakfast order and did you see one Andrew Embley? Did you know who he was?
Well, I believe I live on the same street as Embers as well, so I do see him a little bit. A few of us guys get pancakes, so that was the first time at this venue, but saw Embers there.
He told us Eggs Benedict, so he's got it completely wrong. Clearly the pancakes has worked, though. What a game, and arm wrestle the whole way through.
Yeah, that was a really tough game. I think a lot of the guys came off saying, just really tough, contested, and we obviously lost a few guys down back, so that put a bit more pressure on, but clearly very happy we could get the win in a tight game and get away a little bit at the end there. So a little bit of reward for sort of a good 4 or 5 weeks of hard work, apart from the disappointing game last week.
James, congratulations. Great effort. Obviously having breakfast this morning with Mickey Frederick. That'll obviously mean that you guys will continue to do that. Both of you blokes were outstanding today.
Yeah, we might have to go back there. It was great to have Freddie back. He plays with a lot of, obviously, speed and excitement for us, but he plays that position really well. So, awesome to have him back, and I think he did kick a few there and helped out down there. So, always love playing with him.
And I thought your roommate today was very, very good. 37 touches, 7 clearances. He kicked a goal. He was outstanding. Of course, the former skipper, Nat Fife, great to see him back to his best.
Yeah, he definitely looked really good out there. He's had a great year, to be honest. Just does the hard things really well. Sometimes can go unnoticed a little bit, but he's just moving really well, doing the hard things. I think the contested ball would have been pretty big today, I'd imagine. Good to have him kick a goal, but overall just good to see him enjoying playing, and he's playing a massive role for us.
James Avery Ellis up here, mate. Congratulations on a great win. Bailey Bamford, 22 disposals, 3 goals tonight. He does a lot of the nitty-gritty hard work, and that half-forward role can be the graveyard shift at times, but he really stood up tonight.
Yeah, those 2 goals late were very clutch. He actually played a bit of wing and a bit of half-back today as well to help out. So, he is one of those guys who can go under the radar, but he will do any role for the team, very selfless, and obviously great for him to kick a few goals today.
Caleb Sarong in the midfield. He's taking his game to another level. Very good last year, obviously, but 17 clearances tonight, 37 disposals. He's now a reliant superstar in that midfield.
Yeah, he's another one. You can bank on him every week. Just the intensity around the ball he plays with, it's very impressive. With himself, obviously, Fifey that you mentioned, Youngie, Andy, all going through there. When their work rate's up and their contest is up, I think they're a pretty hard group to match up on.
Yeah, absolutely. You had a couple of debutants tonight, mate. You've played a lot of footy now. How exciting is it for the mature guys in the side to see these young kids, or not young kids, but the young men come in and start their AFL journey?
Yeah, definitely adds a bit. I think, especially Coop, when he got told in our meeting, just seeing the genuine smile and excitement on their face. It's pretty awesome. And both himself and Bossy showed heaps tonight and brought a lot of excitement as well. Bossy, the way he competes and finished today. And then Coop's just so classy. So it was awesome to see.
And Josh Tracy's only 21 years of age, but he just seems to be getting better and confident with every game that he plays. He took some big marks down the line tonight. Kicked 3 goals. He's starting to believe that he belongs out there.
Yeah, you can forget he's pretty young as well. It does feel like he's been around for a while for some reason, but he's always competed super hard. And it does seem... I reckon against Port, he had a little purple patch where he might have kicked 3 in 10 minutes. But it's been building, I think, this year. And he's taking a few more big contested marks. He's a big presence, and he leads really well in that forward line. So, he's been looking great.
Mate, last one before we let you run off and shower up. You lost Draper early tonight. What are the signs with him? And, of course, that would have slightly upset the balance you guys had, but you managed to get through it.
Yeah, it's probably not the game you want to lose a key. They're massive, the Bulldogs forward line. But, obviously, not my place, but I don't... Well, he seems to think he's not too bad, so fingers crossed it's a good result.
Good on you, James. Well played tonight. It was an enthralling game. Good to get back on the winners list. And you'll see Embers next Saturday morning at the cafe.
2 weeks' time. They've got Fremantle on a Friday morning, so that must be their home game routine from now on, I reckon.
Righto. Hey, she told him to go away if he's stalking you, mate. He's got a record.
Look forward to it. Thanks,
good on you, mate. Well done, James Hayes, one of the stars for the Dockers tonight.